views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is May the 4th, 2017. And it is a Thursday, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening and tuning in to Tando Radio Show. And without a doubt, we greatly appreciate you all. And everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's Black Talk, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, check out the website, but also take notice to the donation prompt that's there and make sure that you hit that and engage and give some of your financial energy to this network so that we can continue to do what we've been doing and bring you so much more. Very, very important that we grow, and we are growing. And I just want to thank you all for your participation and who you are and bearing some of our mistakes, some of our shortcomings and everything else. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. So just want to thank you. Let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network so that we will have it in the future, especially for the things that we're going to start to see unfolding. We're definitely going to need to have this network and be in position for ourselves and our families to do what's necessary in the future. And we're going to really need to rely on each other. So we're going to need this network for a lot of that, in my opinion. So definitely you could do that. Also, how you can support Black Talk Radio Network is you can go and you can be a part of the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together. It's known as BTR Community. It's a place where I only post. I'm no longer on Facebook. I did a couple of things on Facebook this week. Wasn't too, you know, I'm not a Facebook person, but hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Because I was a guest on, had a guest on Wednesday. Dr. Intimacy and was on her show yesterday, and that and caused me to do more social media, mainstream social media event, publications than I normally would. And not really keen and fond on it. But thank you all for bearing with us on that, and dealing with us and those that were there and supporting us last night. Let me tell you something about me. I am not a technical person at all. And so I'm not good with that type of things. And I guess some people couldn't hear yesterday's show that it was did on with Dr. Intimacy. I'm so sorry about that. But you can go and catch everything on her website and on her Facebook page and also on our Facebook page. Sorry about that. I'm not, really, really good at that type of stuff. And it's, because of so many other things, I'm not really interested in learning much about it. because there's other things that I should be doing. But at some point in some time, I may get better. But for right now, I'm cool with it because I got so much other on my plate. So just forgive me for that. And I usually don't like doing those types of things. But hey, we do what we have to do. And we do this because of where we are and what's going on in the world. So just check out that also. But we have BTR Community that I absolutely love. And you can actually be a part of that for only $24 a year. Be part of the social media network that was put together for you and with you in mind, and where you can post things about you, yourself, your business, or some different events that you think are necessary or relevant. You can do that with us here at BTR Community. And that's very, very easy for only $24 a year. That's so important and very easy. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, precious metals, you could do that by going to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com. And that's prosperitymint.com. Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there, and you can definitely acquire some real money and save in real money. You may not be paid as a king and a queen or a lady and a gentleman, but you definitely can save as one. Very, very important, especially for what's going to be going on economically. Today is a day we're going to be talking about that. Very, very, very important. So bear with me, all my hopefully my internet didn't go out on me here. Hopefully it didn't, but if it did, we will get past and get through anyhow. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Today's show, we have a live show for you today. Oh, but before we do that, we're going to start the preparedness and precious metals training for only $40 a month. We're going to start that next Wednesday, right after we're going to start right at the show goes off at 7 Central Standard Time. We're going to pick that up at 7:30 next Wednesday. And for those of you that have already signed up, shoot me a text me, and I will send you the information for that. For those of you who haven't, it's only $40 a month for the preparedness and the precious metals class. And also, if you would like to just have exclusively the precious metals class, that one is actually $400 for that class. And there's a couple of ways you could do it. You could do $100 a month. But what we'll do is just do we can't do it that way, because then it spreads it out for too long. I don't think that we want to spread that out for that long. What you could do is just contact me, and we'll work some things out. What's going on there? Brother Braggs is there in queue. Much love, much respect to Brother Bragg. And truly, truly appreciate you all for being a part of the show. And so what we're going to do, let me finish. Man, scatterbrains here. What I was saying is that next Wednesday, if you would like to be a part of the precious metals and preparedness class for $40 a month, we're going to start that next Wednesday right after Tando Radio Show, 30 minutes after Tando Radio Show. So we'll start that. So just you can text me at 951-790-8330 if you would like to be a part of that for that. And the precious metals class is actually $400 for the four classes. And you could also text me at 951-790-8330 if you would like to engage in that. Okay? So the difference between the two is that we're going to do the precious, the preparedness and the precious metals. The precious metals is just the very, very, the important parts of how to how to gain interest off of your physical holdings, and it's more of an investment side of it, and what you should be doing, leveraging yourself. I show you what the market is doing to everyone so that you could do it to the market. Very, very important. If you've never purchased precious metals, or if you have it, that part of the class is, in my opinion, is so essential. That is something that you should be engaging in. So you could do that with us there. Just text me, 951-790-8330. And with also what would like to say for Prosperity Mint, if you have any questions that that you want to have answered, you can email info@prosperitymint.com. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Today's show is going to be a historical, a historical drought and famine is building in the land, and it's being built here in the United States, and we're definitely going to be taking a look at this and some of the other things. Very, very important in my opinion, and that's what we're going to be covering today on Tando Radio Show. So check that out and be a part of the show today if you would like. Very, very important. So let me just set this. I went a little too far. Hopefully I didn't mess this darn thing up. Nope. Okay, so first article. And what's in the news? We're going to jump into what's in the news and then jump into today's show. First article is Puerto Rican bondholders in for a bumpy bankruptcy ride. New York, if Puerto Rico's record-setting bankruptcy follows the temporal of other municipal restructurings, general obligation bondholders may be in for a long ride. Despite constitutional guarantees on their debt, the Federal Financial Oversight Board of Puerto Rico on Wednesday pushed the U.S. Commonwealth into a court-sanctioned restructuring process akin to a U.S. bankruptcy court. So Puerto Rico, that is one of the things we're definitely going to be looking at today. Very, very important that we do. Next article, Ross posted this one from Fortune. German spy agency challenged Russia over alleged cyber attack. And this is definitely going to continue to pick up. The head of Germany's domestic intelligence agency accused Russia's rival of gathering the largest amount of political data and cyber attack, and said it was up to the Kremlin to decide whether it wanted to put it to use ahead of the German September election. Next article, Rise posted this one from BCC News. Unlock iPhone, says judge, and sextortion case. A Florida judge has ruled that two defendants in a sextortion case must hand over passwords to their mobile phones so officials can search them. Reality TV star and former boyfriend of Wes Victor are accused of threatening to release explicit images of social media stars unless she paid a ransom. So check out that article. And Roz put in this, after all that has come out about ransomware and phone hacking, only a fool would send out sex videos. It's so true. Rod says, stop trusting this system. It's in their gadgets. That's so true, man. Come on, y'all. Let's catch up to what's being going on here. So check out that article as well. Next article is from a Rise Post, this one from the Washington Post. Republicans plan health care vote on Thursday, capping a week of fits and starts. Next one. Next one is from Fortune. Rise posted this one. Why AT&T workers traveled to Dominican Republic to protest. Check out that article. Next article from Rise posted this one from today. Staying safe from skin cancer. Why you need to be careful with your iPad. Good article. next article from Daily Telegraph, Roz posted this one. Melanoma not always caused by the sun. And, man, I can't see this next one Roz posts because let me see if I can get rid of this from Daily Telegraph. Okay. Next one. Roz posted this one from Daily Telegraph. Depression linked to chronic child illness. Next article, Roz posts from International Business Times. Police now have the kill switch to your mobile phone communications. And we all should be worried. Check out that article. Good one, articles by Roz. Next one. I like this one really a lot. Roz posted this one from HelpNet Security. Hackers exploited SS7 flaw to empty German bank accounts. HelpNet Security. Very important. Hear this out because this is going to be happening a whole lot. Cyber criminals have started exploiting a long-known security vulnerability in the SS7 protocols by bypassing German banks' two-factor authentications and draining their customers' bank accounts. SS7, Signals System 7, is a set of telephonic signaling protocols that are used by over 800 of the telecommunications around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're going to see, and this is going to continue to be a major, major. The new battlefield will be in the cyber realm, both for espionage, for sabotage, and for the battlefield, and for the new wage of crime that will be going on will be cybercrime. And yes, they will be stealing the bank accounts. And guess who's going to be the ones that's going to be doing the hackers? The very people that have access to the accounts, the banks themselves, in my opinion, and everyone that has. It's such a sham. So check that out. Make sure you protect yourself accordingly. So let me see how much time we got. Okay, cool. A couple of other articles we got to get to here. Let me just, hopefully my computer will allow me to load these babies up. And it is, uh-oh. One second. Having a little internet difficulties here. Okay, next article. Roz posted this one from NextWeb. Android malware spread like wildfire. 350 new malicious apps every hour. Nothing is safe. Next Roz post from the Dallas News. Northlake College gunman was stalking the woman he killed, her family says. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from the South China Morning Post. The Chinese companies are why the iPhone is losing ground in China. Check out that article because that is where do you think they got the technology? They took it from iPhone. Now they're cloning it. And this is what is this going to do? This is because China is going to be the new global economic giant in the world. So, and they're going to divest themselves of anything outside of it being Chinese. Bye bye. Apple, bye-bye, iPhone. So check that article out. Next one, from the, this from the South China Morning Post, Korean Peninsula. Korea has been signaling political... move this out. Uh-oh, can't move this. This one has lost. I can't see. Okay. So check out that article from the South China Morning Post about the Korean Peninsula. Very, very important. Next one, from Strategic Culture. For the Balkans, Trump is no different than Obama. Check out that article. Good one there. Next one. Excuse me, one second. Sorry about that. Next article from Bloomberg. I posted this one from Bloomberg. Meadow extends sell-off as mining shares decline. Iron ore stumps. And this is telling you what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Pepper, known as Copper. Copper is known as Dr. Pepper. Is telling us that we are going to go through some very, very traumatic times in the future. All of the medals are telling us, as a matter of fact. Next article is a good feature article we need to take a look at. Does America have too many grocery stores? Bloomberg. The American grocery store has so far been mostly immune to the ravages of online shopping and all around an apocalypse outlook facing the nation's retailers. Because the nation retailers, let me tell you something about the nation retailers. We are losing more retailers than ever at the height of the 2008 crisis, which means a bigger crisis than 2008 is already here. And it's really starting to take root, and it's going to be a major, major problem. But the article continues on. But a war is coming to the end. That may end the supermarkets. That could mean more consolidation, bankruptcies, and falling prices. An invasion is getting underway. And let me just tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, what they're not saying about this is that there's going to be less availability to food in the United States. So that's the one that really, really matters. And this is one of the reasons why I said the famine is coming as the drought kicks off. And then the next article, one of the feature articles today is from the Mrs. Institutions, China's plan to subvert the global dollar standard. If nothing else, the Chinese have a sense of history and destiny. They have had a glorious past stretching back millennia and once controlled most of the Asian heartland in the days of the Genghis and Kublai Khan. But even then, China was essentially inward-looking, protecting her own cultural values. This article is very, very important. We will definitely take a look at this one in today's show. And that is what's in the news. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and just hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Very, very important show, in my opinion, because of what's going on in today's world. We need to be prepared for it. So we're going to do just that and jump into today's show. And what I want to do first is I want to take a look at a very important article. And that important article is about Puerto Rico. And I want to set the stage for this. It was, back in 2015 when I was still with the Empowerment Radio Network, was on Blackonomics. David Anderson had went to Puerto Rico and came back, and we were talking. I said, you know, on that show, I said, hey, Puerto Rico is going to be bankrupt relatively soon. Done deal. And, you know, we were talking about it, and there were some objections to that. Nah, I can't because of this. But I knew. So here it is. Lo and behold, Puerto Rico is now bankrupt. It wasn't in 2000. It was actually in 2014. Excuse me, 2014, when it said it was going to go into bankruptcy. And here it is now. They have officially on Wednesday have turned to the courts for bankruptcy protection. And we need to talk about this because this has everything to do with you. And this is the drought, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to bring the famine. And it's going to be a historical one. And this is why we have to thoroughly, thoroughly prepare. When have you ever seen a commonwealth that was petitioning to be a state of the United States to go into bankruptcy? Well, you won't have to. This will not be something, an aberration. This is going to be the commonplace. You're going to have many more cities and then states that are going to go bankrupt in the United States. And this is why I say we are going to be living through the untied states of America. And this has some real, real ramifications that we need to take a look at. And that's what today's show is. And we're going to take a look at this for the next 30 minutes. And then another 30 minutes, we're going to take a look at the other part of, and then we'll open up for discussion. But you can call at any time. We posted an article the other day yesterday. It was yesterday that we posted this on Wednesday because Puerto Rico had filed for bankruptcy as of yesterday. And the thing about this is that this definitely directly affects you. First it was Cyprus, first it was Greece, Cyprus, now it's Spain, Italy, Portugal, that are having major economic problems that's going to turn there. And now it's you know, Puerto Rico, and then you're going to start to see U.S. states and cities start to fall apart. Remember Detroit filed for bankruptcy, and this now surpassed that by leaps and bounds. So we're going to definitely take a look at that, and these are the things that you need to know to properly prepare yourself so that you won't be caught off guard by this, because this is going to really, 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 really hurt a lot of people here, because this is going to run right into the U.S., because Puerto Rico was known as a investment paradise for bondholders. So won't be that way for long. It's not that way anymore, and it ain't coming back. Austerity measures will definitely flow into much, will actually expand itself in Puerto Rico. And you need to know about that, and that's what today's show is about. If you'd like to get in on that, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025. I'm not on the board, so I can't see if you call in right now. So if you do, just say, excuse me. We'll know that you're there, and we'll bring you up for your question or comment. So here we go. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I don't bring you this type of stuff to scare you at all. I bring this type of stuff so to make you aware, so that you'll know. Because this society has taught us to always have a false sense of security. Cognitive dissonance is going to destroy many. Thinking that everything, and normalcy bias is going to destroy many people. Thinking that everything is okay when it's just the opposite. And the thing is that how can you not look at history and see that things have never been okay? We've been in a continuous state of war, economic displacement, and subjugation and enslavement. The thing is that once we get comfortable, we think that everything is all right and everything is cool. But see, the system allows that comfortability just so that they can position themselves to tighten the screws. You know, one of the things talked about last night, and one is something I wanted to reiterate here. You know, in the 40s and 50s, there were single working partners in the homes. Generally, the husbands would go out and work, and that would be enough to maintain a standard of living and a quality of life for the family. Well, in today's world, in order to stay above the poverty line and to stay relevant, many families have to have dual incomes where the husband and the wife. That was a transfer and a switch, and most people don't realize that transfer and a switch, that happened because the overall purchasing power of the dollar was being lost. The overall inflation was outpacing what the family was bringing home. They couldn't save any longer. They couldn't maintain their first their savings was being lost and drained. Then they weren't able to service their debt. Then they weren't able to maintain a quality of life and a standard of living. Then they weren't able to maintain a wage or employment or meaningful, gainful employment or profit from their businesses at all. So what happened is that people had to go, they had to extend the overall work, into adding another person in the family to work, and that would be the wife in a case in point if it was a married couple, but it could have been, you know, two people as far as in a relationship or whatever, you know, that actual situation may have been. They required two income. See, that's the progression. We don't look at these type of things. And one of the things that happens in these economic collapses is they don't come about very quickly. They methodically take place. It is a asymmetrical approach to enslaving and subjugating people. Let me make sure no one is there that has a question or comment. Let me make sure. One second. So if I can't see the board. Okay, so no, I see the board now. Okay, no one is there. So that was the one of the first indications that your economy, the common person, man, the common person's economy is being destroyed. But we say, oh, well, it wasn't destroyed. We made it. No, that was destroyed. Because in the past, under the one income system, your quality of life and standard of living was much, much more. You can also be able to save. Yes, there are some families that only have one person working. Yes, that is still something that happens, but it's not as common as it was. It's more common that is dual, if they're married couples or dual couples are both are working in order to bring in an income for the standard of living, quality of life, and servicing the debt of that family. This was huge that we look at these things and that we see them for what they truly are. So now we went from 1 to 2. Now we're going to go to 3 and 4. And last night on the show I was with Dr. Intimacy, I said, soon parents will have to have their children to work in order to provide a standard of living and to maintain the family's overall quality of life. This is why all these jobs are going to be brought back here, but they're not going to pay anybody anything. And actually, the overall standard of living from this drought that we're already in, and as this drought turns into a complete all-out famine, there is going to have to be 3 and 4 income breadwinners for you to even have bread in the house. And believe me, it still will be a struggle. Why is this, ladies and gentlemen? This is how you able to subjugate and enslave people extensively. All those factory jobs and all of that other stuff, the U.S. is going to go through receivership after it loses the war because it defaults on its debt. And what's going to happen is that you're going to have factories all over the place that are going to be manufacturing things, and they will invoke where they will allow children to work in those factories to pay off. They've done it in other countries. What makes you think they won't do it here? Because you bought into the lie that you were special because you were an American? You really think that that's going to save you? I'm going to tell you, surprise, surprise, it won't. And I would say, take my word for it so that you will not ignore it, and then the consequences of ignoring reality, you won't be able to ignore then. So I don't want you and your family to be in that position. I don't want our community to be in that position. There will be many that will be in that position. And many, because they haven't prepared, will see that this is something that it's okay, it's just the way things are. Things are bad, but we've got to make it. And they'll just be happy that their teenage child only is now working after school. Why are they doing that? To provide a standard of living and quality of life for the family. Why are they doing that? Because that's how you're able to steal the energy of young people who have much more energy than their older parents. Slavery has never ended. It's just revolutionized itself so that people think that they're free. Freedom means that you are enslaved by someone else because you're freed by the overall letter of the law. So, they say freedom ain't free, and they think that it's a different price. No, freedom means that you are definitely under the overall jurisdiction of those that have written the law. And so you're going to have families that have multiple children, or they have one child, and every single person will be working. This is the best way to indoctrinate the overall expansion of the slave and subjugation program with the young people, then coupling the war and everything else. This drought is here and is going to expand itself. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have any thoughts or comments about that, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Do we really think that we're going to go back to only one person working in the family? But the thing is, we have to position ourselves so that will be a possibility and an opportunity for you to seize on, because there will be people that are going to be doing that. I hope that you will be one. I hope that we will be one. And if we do certain things now, that the likelihood of that happening is greater than if we just continue to just watch what's going on and unfold, and everything unfold in front of us, thinking that we're fine when we're not. So I want to jump into this article. And I can't see the board, so please, if you're there, just make yourself known, and I will get to your question and comment. This article comes from AJC.com. Puerto Rico to turn to courts for debt protection, meaning Puerto Rico filed bankruptcy. People protest looming austerity measures. See, let me stop there. This is the methodical approach of your financial demise and how they're going to destroy the common person's economy. Austerity measures, years ago, austerity wasn't even a known word. Now it's something that you're going to get very, very familiar with, meaning you pay, you get no benefit of. Meaning what you were is a politically correct way to say exactions. Exaction.
Dave, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
It's not really a question, it's a comment, but I want your opinion. Someone made the comment to me, and I gave some thought to it. What is Puerto Rico to the United States? It's a colony, right?
A territory. A colony, yes. A commonwealth, a territory, yes.
Yeah, they did not hold the vote to join the United States. They invaded it and took it over.
Just like
Guam, just like the American Samoan Islands, just like Hawaii. Okay? But...
And now Haiti.
I got to look that up, Dave. I read that about they're supposed to now become a colony of the United States, but I got to look into that more. But we know Puerto Rico is a colony. And so the person, the way they said it, though, they said if they are a possession of the United States, shouldn't the United States be responsible for their debt and not the people of Puerto Rico? They're colonized. What do you think about that?
Yes. Without a doubt, yes. And the overall, that is going to, the U.S. is going to be responsible for Puerto Rico's debt. They have to be. But and this is all a part of the whole system falling apart. And Puerto Rico, we actually did a show on this where we had some a couple of videos that we played, very, very good. I'm going to come back to this, go back to that. I should have played that today as well. Yes, they're conquered. They've been conquered by the United States. It's just like when you lose a war. You take over. Now you're responsible to reestablish the overall economic sovereignty of that possession that you've taken. Here's how this is going to work. Yes, the U.S. is going to be responsible for Puerto Rico in multifaceted ways, because many of the so-called sweetheart investment deals that were made in Puerto Rico are coming straight out of the United States and from the pension funds, hedge funds, and all kinds of bonds and everything else. And the U.S. is directly attached to Puerto Rico's debt. More importantly, U.S. pensions are attached to Puerto Rico's debt. And either by hook or by crook, and which is going to definitely be by the crook, they're going to say that the pensions here in the United States have to take a haircut, which means you're going to have to lose your lose some things. But see, they ain't going to take a haircut. They're going to sever you at the waist on this.
I have something else for you, Dave, based off of what you just said about, and you've reported this, and other people's reported it too. It's no secret that they've been raiding our raiding pensions. Like if you retire from the city, and I've seen people out there protesting and marching because they're about to eliminate or reduce, you know, their pensions. And then we all wait for how many? How long have we heard about them raiding the Social Security fund? That's all of our pensions, right? Now, I'm not saying this just to criticize Obama, even though some people are trying to make it only about Obama. It's about all ex-presidents. And there's been an article circulated by News One with a misleading headline saying that Republicans are going after Obama's pension. No, what the bill says is that the presidential pension will be based on the income that ex-presidents are making. For example, when I first got out of the military, I was unemployed. It took me a while to find a job, and I was depleting my savings. So I wouldn't sign up for food stamps. So that meant I had to get in my bank account. What I had in my bank account, I had to list any assets, and the food stamps was based on my assets and my income, right? So that's what this new bill is saying. If presidents are going, look, Bill Clinton made over $100 million from his corrupt foundation and giving speeches to Russian banks. Barack Obama was a millionaire from his book sales. That was even before he signed this latest $65 million book sale. Now, because they're trying to just make it seem like it's only about Obama, no, it would affect all ex-presidents. And people are saying, oh, they messing with Obama. They going after his pension and all this and that. And I'm saying, why are you defending that, man? He don't need that $200,000 a year for life. He's a multimillionaire.
Right.
And I said, now, if they introduce this, let's say Trump, excuse me, let's just say for the sake of argument that Trump is out of there after 4 years. Well, this will be a billionaire who will be entitled to $200,000 a year of your money, your tax dollars, for the rest of his life. But so why are people, it's a rhetorical question. Think, people, why do you want to protect that pension for a billionaire and multimillionaires when they raiding your pensions and taking your pensions and raiding your Social Security? Just think about critically about these things, people, and stop with the knee-jerk reactions.
Well said, Scotty. That's so true. While you're trying to defend, see, what do they do is they create, excuse me, Scotty and I got a little coughing spell here. 1 second. What they do is that they create these emotional ties so that we'll fall for that, because emotional people make no good decisions. The emotions is nothing more than a movement of energy that is close to going either in an extreme direction. And that extreme direction could be anger, could be joy. It's so many different things. But see, they have these emotional talking points and these emotional incidents so that you won't be paying attention to what you should be paying attention to. You won't be about your business. Why you care about the White House when your house is about to be broke? Why are you caring about someone that is not going to give you a dime? If you're not paying yourself first, that's your fault. And hear me out on this. It doesn't matter if it is a what kind of organization it is. If you're paying them first and donating to them and fighting their cause and not taking care of your cause, you're going to get left out. You're definitely going to get left out. And that is going to be a very, very difficult thing for people to be able to handle, because this is going to be real. Let me tell you, the celebrity figurehead people, they don't need you. They've already used you. Stop allowing yourself to be used by people that don't give a darn about you. And make it that, why, I'm going to tell you, what happens in this whole thing is that we've been groomed and domesticated in this by way of TV. By way of TV, by way of sports, by way of the overall societal norms, by social media as well. Come on. You better worry about your house. And that's the only warning that I can give you, because I am concerned in trying to position our house. You should be doing the same. So true, Scotty, and this is something that we have to really start to see the importance of. If you're not taking care of you first, nobody else will. Nobody else will. So not the church. The church ain't going to take care of you. How many people you know that have been evicted, lost their homes, lost their job, and the church locks their doors at the end of the day? Yes, some churches do some things, but it's not anything that is. You have to take care of yourself first. Your first obligation is to you and your family. That's the first obligation. So come on, y'all. Don't be fooled by these tactics. And don't give your energy to something that is only going to use you. We got to be much smarter than this. We got to be more committed to ourselves and our families and our overall community. So check this out. All right, so this article says people protest looming austerity measures and amidst an economic crisis and demand an audit to the island's debt to identify those responsible during the May Day March in San Juan, Puerto Rico on May the 1st, 2017. Signs in Spanish, left, respect our dignity, coexistence, or expect resistance, and my children, for my grandchildren, I protest, stop the abuse. For my children and for my grandchildren, I protest. Stop the abuse. Sorry about that. So the article goes on. This is very, very important. Puerto Rico's governor turned to the courts yesterday, to protect the U.S. territory from a crashing $73 billion debt in the largest effort ever made by a U.S. government to shield itself from creditors. Governor Rosella made an announcement after negotiating with Puerto Rico's bondholders failed. The governor said a federal control board overseeing the island's finances agreed with his request to put certain debt before a federal bankruptcy court. The outcome of the case could have implications for financial trouble, U.S. cities or states. Why is this? Because if they're going to be able to declare bankruptcy, the bondholders and the creditors are trying to prevent them from doing that. And I think they're going to win, and they're going to win big, because this is the austerity that will come in. This is where you go into receiverships, because you got to think about who is the U.S. government's bondholders and debt holders. It's sovereign countries such as China. And they're not going to let the U.S. default and just go walk away with
what about the Federal
in the world.
Reserve?
So article goes on. Yeah, go ahead.
What about the Federal Reserve?
The Federal Reserve is a private entity.
So that's what I'm it's asking. Are they owed to? Mm-hmm. Are they like creditors?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Oh, man, yes. They are definitely... they are the creditors, because they create the overall debt that everyone has. Yeah, they are the bondholders. When they talk about the bondholders and they don't say who they are, always guess that it's the central banks of the world. That's who they are. So, let me see. Real quickly. Okay, let's get back. All right, so.
I'm sorry, Brother Dave. You got a call. I don't know if you can see the board. Is Brother Davis?
No, I can't see the board, Scotty. Thank you for telling me. I can't see the board. So let's go to Brother Davis real quickly. Go ahead, Brother Davis. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, good evening, brothers and sisters. I just wanted to add to that. Don't be surprised if they start telling Puerto Ricans to evacuate the island, because if they decided to take possession, they don't have anything else but the island. And corporations see a profit. They will not go beyond forcing them off that land. So we have to understand this here is, this is a totality of a people, which we've seen them do here in the United States. So don't let that be surprising when you start hearing that conversation. I just want to add that, brother.
Yes, sir. And Brother Davis is absolutely right, because Puerto Rico has many, many assets. Many assets is one of the jewels. It's one of the resource jewels in this region of the world. So that's why they're going after Puerto Rico. This is why they got them in debt. The same reason why they got this country in debt, the same reason why they get you in debt, is because they want to steal an asset. Debt steals assets. And that's what they're after here. Brother Davis is absolutely right. So article continues. We're going to protect our people, the governor said hours after the territory was hit with multiple lawsuits from creditors seeking to recuperate the millions of dollars they've invested in bonds issued by Puerto Rico's government, which has declared several defaults amidst a 10-year recession. The governor said one of the lawsuits sought to claim all revenue generated by the island's Treasury Department for bondholders. You hear that? One of the lawsuits sought to claim all revenues generated by the island Treasury Department for the bondholders. You see, that's what they want to do. They're going to take everything. And it goes on to say, I'm not going to allow that to happen. You're right, the governor said. Governor said that the debt of some of the agencies will be restructured in court, while others will be resolved through negotiations with the bondholders. Nope, not going to happen, in my opinion. He said he did not yet have details on the breakdown of those debts. The island's electric power authority owes some $9 billion. The aqueducts and sewer authorities have roughly $5 billion in outstanding debt, and the highways and transportation authorities owe about $7 billion. These are all, ladies and gentlemen, you hear what this all is? This is all assets. Remember the Monopoly Board? This is the aqueducts, the water. This is the energy, the power station. This is the transportation and highways.
But wait a minute, Dave.
This is the overall movement of goods. Go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, you just mentioned public works program, public infrastructure. Yes. Isn't that supposed? I know at the end of the day, they are taking our energy, as you call it, but in the form of taxes, and that's supposed to pay for all of that. So, again, that goes back to that, what that person told me. Now, you holding this island as a possession, the U.S. Inc., USA Inc. Corporation should be on the hook for that.
Yep. And who's going to be on the hook for that? See, they wanted to get Puerto Rico in debt so Puerto Rico can default, and then they could go into receivership, and then they could steal their assets just like Greece. This is U.S. Greece that's happening here. And they're going to cut, people aren't going to get paid in Puerto Rico. And as Brother David said, people are going to be fleeing from Puerto Rico because they're not going to be able to maintain a quality of life or standard of living there at all. This is how you control assets. And this is what happens when we don't control assets. All we want to do is have cream. Cash rules everything around me. So the article goes on and says, overall, Puerto Rico has $73 billion in public debt. By comparison, the U.S. city of Detroit had less than $20 billion in overall debt when it filed for bankruptcy in 2013, which was the biggest U.S. municipal bankruptcy ever. Puerto Rico officials triggered the bankruptcy like possessions after declaring they could not agree to the huge cuts in spending, new tax demands by investors. You see what happens, ladies and gentlemen? When you own assets and you control, you tell the overall. This is where you care not about the laws when you control the money supply. And the money supply ain't got nothing to do with cash. That is the debt supply. They control the money supply by the assets, and they create as an artificial or an imitation of money. They create debt and to pass that to the people where they lose their intrinsical value of their energy and all of the assets that are spoken for by that land, by that nation, by that so-called free and sovereign community. Oh, this is a deviant plan. And the thing about it, it's been working for so long because we have never caught up to the lie and look at it from the past and say, nope, no more of this. No more of this. So it goes on. Puerto Rico. Oops. Okay, so hear this one more time. Puerto Rico officials triggered the bankruptcy-like proceedings after declaring they could no longer agree to the huge cuts in spending. Why would they tell them to cut the spending? Like I said, cut, what spending do you think they were telling them to cut off? They were telling them to cut off everything that the people need. That's austerity. New taxes, meaning the people was going to pay the taxes because politicians create debt that they don't have to pay. By demands by the investors. Who do you think the investors are? The ones that created the cash, the debt itself. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Very, very important show. The drought, the historical drought and famine is building in the land. It's building in your, it's building around you. And it is our obligation to make sure that you are properly prepared so that it will not snuff you out like it will snuff everything else around us out. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. We can't hear you, Dave.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio. Sorry about that. Thanks, Scotty. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, and hit **. This is extremely, extremely important because this is what we are going to be facing, this this drought and in this famine, and we have to get prepared for it beforehand so that we will be able to have options once it arrives in the full effect, once it hits our doors. And it's going to hit our doors, without a doubt. We got Brother Davis in queue. Go ahead, Brother Davis wanted to has a question or comment, and want to hear Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yeah, I wanted to add also that don't think Puerto Rico is not talking to the Brexit group, because literally right now they're struggling and scrambling for any option they can. So this may really go a lot deeper than we can cover, because you have to understand, when alliances are built, sacrifices are made. So those sacrifices, they'll make to save that island, because they look at that as their homeland. So this is going to get pretty intense.
Yeah, definitely. Like Mexico made its deals with China. Puerto Rico may try to do some other deals. And this has so many tentacles, and I think it's going to be huge. And so we're going to jump back into this. So now the article continues. A fiscal plan for Puerto Rico is set... has set aside $800 million a year for debt payment, a fraction of the $35 billion due in interest in payments over the next decade. $800 million compared to $35 billion in interest that's going to be due? That's mathematically impossible to do. It's mathematically possible to do. That is like you have a $100,000 bill and you tell the overall debtor, okay, well, I got 8 cents I'm going to be paying you to service this debt. What do you think that they're going to say? No, we wanted you to get in the debt, because now we're going to take everything you got, especially when you got a lot. Puerto Rico owns much. They control nothing. So when you own everything you own can be seized from you, can be repossessed from you, because you own it. They didn't control it. They allowed the system to give the people ownership, and that's why they're going to lose it all. It goes on, and this is an example for us to start to go, better start controlling stuff. Get rid of owning stuff. Okay, goes on. A federal district court judge will now be in charge of the restructuring. Bondholders cannot challenge the governor's decision for 120 days. Alicia Sanchez, the governor's representative to the Federal Comptroller Board, criticized creditors for filing lawsuits, even as the governor continued to hold what he called good faith negotiations with litigations freezing expired Monday. When a line is crossed, the government has to act in the favor of the people of Puerto Rico, Sanchez says. A group of representatives, some of those holding $16 billion worth of general obligation bonds, accused the board of sabotaging consensus negotiations and forcing Puerto Rico into bankruptcy. No, they didn't. What forced Puerto Rico into bankruptcy was the debt that Puerto Rico was thrown. They actually created, this is a strategical way to steal your freedom, is by way of debt. The economy of Puerto Rico will be put on hold for years. Andrew Roseberg, advisor of AC Haas Group of Puerto Rico General Obligation Bondholders, make no mistake, the board has chosen to turn Puerto Rico into the next Argentina. Board chairman did not immediately address those comments, but said in an earlier statement that while the bankruptcy-like proceedings needs to offset lawsuits, consensus negotiations are still preferable, and the board will pursue talks with willing creditors. The government's liquidation and sovereignty problems. The government's liquidity and sovereignty problem are massive, and Title III has now become necessary to protect the people of Puerto Rico and avoid further negative impact on the economy. from a flurry of litigations and continuous uncertainty, he said, referring to the name of the bankruptcies like of the bankruptcy like proceeding. The government has a liquidity and solvency problem. Do you know what that means? That means that the United States has a liquidity and sovereignty problem because their debt morphs Puerto Rico's debt on multiple folds, and it's the same creditors that Puerto Rico owes, the U.S. owes too, and they're not going to let the U.S. off the hook. And because of that, this is why they said there's a sovereignty problem here, meaning that they're going to be the new controllers in a more suggestive way than they were before, and they're going to change all, they're going to make all of the new laws by way of contracts. When Puerto Rico has to negotiate their overall default and when they go into receivership, there's going to be contracts that are going to be made into laws. Those of you that came to Dallas in March, you know exactly what I'm talking about now. This is the prime example of that. Puerto Rico will be worse than Argentina because the conditions are worse. This is moving into your dinner room, your refrigerator, your home, your dinner room table, your refrigerator, your cupboards, your economic pensions, I mean your economic standings, your pensions. This is moving into your standard of living and quality of life, everyone here. Article continues. I'm going to hurry up so we can get into the next one. He told reporters that the debt related to Puerto Rico's sales tax revenue bonds will likely be restructured in court. The next couple of days, the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court is expected to appoint a federal district court judge to oversee Puerto Rico's case, he said. Meanwhile, the island's government continues to talk to creditors and seek a stay on the newly two-dozen lawsuits facing the territory. Sanchez noticed that unlike a regular bankruptcy on the United States mainland, a judge can unilaterally seize any of Puerto Rico's assets and turn them over to bondholders. See, this is the setup, ladies and gentlemen. This is not only in Puerto Rico, this is how the U.S. is going to be done as well. Read that one more time. Note that unlike a regular bankruptcy on the U.S. mainland, but see, this, we ain't going to go through no regular bankruptcies, ladies and gentlemen. The bankruptcy that we're going to be going through is going to be receivership by sovereignty. So whatever laws you have, they don't care about your laws. They control the money supply. On the U.S., a judge cannot unilaterally seize any of Puerto Rico's assets and turn them over to bondholders. Says that they can't, but that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Because the bondholders know how just to make that the case. Whenever they say something, this ain't going to happen, I'm going to tell you this. They said Puerto Rico will not go into bankruptcy. They're here. It goes on. I'm going to finish up here. The courts cannot say we're going to give you the Puerto Rico. Oh, shoot. They're going to, let me move up. Excuse me, sorry about this. Oh, man. Hold on 1 second, everyone. Sorry, okay, here we go. Oh, boy. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about this. My internet is acting up. Never fails, of course. Okay, here we go. I got it now. All right, so it says, thought it was there. Okay, the courts cannot say we're going to give you the Puerto Rican and all of the properties of the land authorities. They just cannot do that without the consent from the board. So what do you think the board is going to do? What do you think the board is going to do? They're going to pay the board off, and the board is going to say, okay, you can do it. and we had to do it. While Detroit's case was resolved in a couple of years, it's uncertain how long the resolution could take for Puerto Rico. This is much bigger and much more complex than Detroit, Sanchez says, adding that he estimates that the process could be complete within 4 years. Announcing he's has sparked widespread uncertainty on the island, where Puerto Ricans are struggling with increased taxes, higher utilities, and unemployment rates that are hovering around 12%. That's much higher. The crisis has prompted nearly 450,000 Puerto Ricans to leave the island for the U.S. mainland in the past decade. This is what Brother Davis was talking about. But this is going to, they're going to move and displace those people because they want to seize the whole island and the assets. And then guess what they're going to do? Because Puerto Rico has a large pharmaceutical industry and corporate control. They're going to move those people off of there, and then they're going to move them back there and be working on those factories into to service that debt. This is getting crazy. So that I don't want to spend too much time on that. This is starting to fall apart, and we've been talking about this whole thing, and this is going to play into you. What is some of the things that you can do to prevent this from happening? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to get out of debt, and I'm not just speaking about paying off your bills. That's one that debt itself is that's not the one that's going to destroy you. The debt that's going to destroy you is the cash. Relying completely on cash is going to destroy you, because they're going to lose purchasing power, and your debt is going to increase by way of you not being able to make the payment. It's a multifaceted force multiplier in your overall economic demise. And you're going to have to substitute that for a vehicle that is going to outpace the overall debt demise. This is why you need to get into precious metals, because it's real money. Yes, go ahead, Brother Davis.
See, that was what was behind all of these We Buy Gold places popping up in the last 3 years. This was already in effect. They just had to take as much money out of the system, or should I say, transactable precious metals out of the system as possible. But see, now, just as they did that, they proliferated the predatory loan system at the simultaneously. So those people who literally are going there, living paycheck to paycheck, you're designed not to ever get out of that system. So if you do escape that system, you have to understand they have another system waiting for you. So do be very, discerning about how you spend your money and what you borrow money for.
So true, Brother Davis. That's exactly what happened, because that's why in 2008 I knew that the collapse wasn't here, because they hadn't first gotten rid of all of the means of protection. It's exactly right. That is exactly right. And this is going to continue to grow. And this is where the displacement, and this is where the drought and the famine will come in. The overall jobs will be gone. The people, the standard of living will be destroyed, and the staple goods are not going to be traveling because they're in, because this is going to turn to Venezuela times 1 million here. Another very important article that we need to jump into before, hopefully I can do this and then get into this one. Yes. Okay. There's another article. And this is the famine that's coming, the drought and the famine that's being built in the land. And that land that is being built in is where you make your overall stand for your quality of life and standard of living for your family, right here. You do that here in the United States. And this whole famine thing and this drought thing is going to be real. There's an article that says China plans to subvert global dollar standard. Man, this article, we may not get through it all here, but you have got to know this article, because this is what we are going to be facing on multiple fronts. If there's any callers that come in, I'm not on the board. If you would like, just simply jump into the conversation. And the other one, for the Puerto Rican one, the last article I posted, gives you some clue as to, and read between the line, as who's going to be adversely affected by Puerto Rico's bankruptcy. The best way to look at who's going to be affected by Puerto Rico's bankruptcy is go grab a mirror and look into it. That's who's going to be affected by it. It's here now in so many large ways because of what's been going on. So that is huge. Okay, so this article, hopefully I can get it to come up here. You know, it's so funny. Whenever we go on Tando, I have this problem with this. I'm not able to pull this article up. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue. We'll definitely bring you up. Just trying to get this reloaded and so that we can talk about this. But while it's doing that, let me give you the premise for this whole thing. Everything is being staged for the global war that will be very short, that the U.S. will lose economically in the trade wars, in the geopolitical war, and the overall military confrontation wars. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're going to have our children not only go to war, but the children that will be left behind here, the ones that are too young to go to war, they will be going to work in these factories so that these pedophiles will have better access to them. This is a sick, sick demonic setup. And I'm not saying this to scare you. It doesn't really matter how you respond to it. They have the free will to do it, and we haven't stopped them collectively. They have collectively come together to ensure that this happens because it's worked so well before in the past and is going to work now. This is why it's so important for you to do what you need to do and what you can do right now to prevent that.
Dave, I had an article
for yourself and your family.
I had an article up if you want me to read from it, but I want to reiterate what you said and just hint the listeners to the conversation me and you were having before we come on air. I'm not afraid of this.
Yes.
I'm not afraid, okay? Mm-mm. I've been preparing to be able to feed my family by hunting, by fishing, by growing food, okay? What one thing you just said that resonated with me is that we've been allowing them to do it, and they are using their collective will to do the evil things that they're doing to the masses. But who knows? It could get to the point to where finally the masses will wake up and unite and use their collective energy to finally rid the world of these people. So I'm kind of a glass half full guy, you know.
Yeah, that's the solution. And I think it comes to that point.
Right.
It definitely comes to that point. And you want to be here when that does happen. Because I think that that's definitely going to be the – I got the article up, Scotty.
Thank you.
That's definitely going to be a part of it all. Scotty's absolutely right. And, you know, Brother Davis and I talked 4 years ago, and that was the consensus. We want to be here to do what we can do so that to ensure that. And we want to see it and be a part of it. It was a conversation that we had, and that was the conversation where we decided that there was something that we needed to do. And that's when we started to do, put something together. And then I got with CC, and CC asked Scotty, and that's when we started Tando Radio Show. It was 3 years ago. So here's the article. China's plan to to subvent subvert the global dollar standard. If nothing else, the Chinese have a sense of history and dignity. They have had a glorious past stretching back millennia and once controlled most of the Asian heartland in the days of Genghis and his and Kublai Khan. But even then, China was essentially inward-looking, protecting their own culture values. Trade with Europeans in the centuries following Marco Polo's visit was mostly at the behest of European travelers, not the Chinese. she exported art, culture to visitors, and did not import European values. Why do you think that was? Because of the Caliphians, their ties to the Caliphians. They knew the historical relevance and how the U.S. was overtaken by the corporations, the governments, and the bankers. It goes on. And the trust and foundation holders, that's who took over. It goes on. This was a mistake. Let me move this down. This was a mistake recognized by China's current leadership. This time, China has embraced Western thinking and technology to further her own progress. The development of Shanghai's corporation organization in recent years is the platform for China's, in partnership with Russia, to embrace the Asian continent through peaceful trade, improving the lives of all of the citizens of many nations who are and will become members. The SCO, and the SCO is the Shanghai Corporation Cooperation Organization, promises a revolution in the health and living standard of over 40% of the world's population. And associated benefits for its supplied nations on the other continents. That's the One Belt, One Road, the new Silk Road. China's approach is fundamentally different from that of America, which under President Trump's appears to be at the envision of success of the non-American products, goods, and servicing for the American consumers. America has a GDP of roughly $19 trillion, but your debt is $20 trillion. You broke. Essentially, China will have a free trade agreement with the rest of the world, excluding for now the EU, on a purchasing power parity base. This is a market with a GDP of about $70 trillion out of a world total of about $125 trillion. China will command in its overall, the SCO will control 75% of the global GDP, the global domestic product. They will control $70 trillion, and everyone that goes to this is going to have to first divest themselves of the U.S. dollar. Oh, man, you better do it, too. We got to do it, and you got to get prepared. You got to be able to sustain your quality of life and standard of living, because the opportunities that are going to be coming to you are going to be great when you do. It goes on. Already, China dominates the world trade. Her economy is already significantly larger than that of the U.S. on the purchasing power parity. The PPP estimates, yes, China's economy is well beyond the U.S.'s and the EU. While being the largest consumer of raw materials, China also exports more finished goods by value than other countries as the Asian powerhouse. She has lifted the economies of all the countries on the western side of the Pacific Ocean, which includes owning between them a GDP of $50 trillion. Her exports into Asia now exceed her exports to the U.S. Yet, despite this dominance, most of the Chinese trade is conducted in U.S. dollars. Here comes the kicker. Something China is about to change. If she is to contain external economic risk and replace America as the dominant global empire, both objectives can only be achieved by China replacing the dollar as the medium of exchange. China is going to drop the dollar. Let me tell you before we go on how China is going to drop the dollar. China is going to allow its economy to go into a depression. And when China's economy goes into depression, they are going to have to centralize themselves. And when they're going to centralize themselves under a stronger renminbi and under stronger trade ties with the rest of the world by divesting themselves of the U.S., China's already said in order to go into the Shanghai Gold Exchange, that the Shanghai Gold Exchange will not allow the exchange in U.S. currency to be a part of that overall clearinghouse, nor will they do business with any country that uses the U.S. dollar. Checkmate, ladies and gentlemen. The article goes on. Why gold is central to the Chinese future trade settlement policies. China's challenge is the yuan as a purely fiat currency will take decades to replace the dollar, possibly never. And that assumes that China follows more stable monetary policy than the U.S. This has not been the case since the Lehman Brothers crisis, with China M2 board money quantities expanding rapidly. M2 means your money supply outside of your country accounts for as much as the world's monetary growth in recent years. The rate of monetary expansion is criticized as dangerous credit bubbles by Western analysts who are quickly to condone monetary expansion in their own developed nations. So the rest of the U.S. is blaming China, saying, hey, you're exploding your debt, because they're mad at China for doing that, because then that means China can't buy there. And they realize what China is doing here. They're going to get to explode their debt, like I said, so that they can go through a depression and then re-centralize themselves and kill the dollar. So now, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We got a caller in queue. Just give us a second. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll come back, and we'll go to that caller. You're listening to Kando Radio Show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, and we'll see you in queue, and you can make your question or comment known. You're listening to Kando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, I can't see the board. Do we have a caller in queue, or if there's a caller in queue, go ahead and make yourself known. And what is your question or comment?
It's me again, Brother Dave. I just wanted to add to that comment when you said China is going to explode their debt. Understand, when they explode their debt, precious metals go to the roof.
Yes.
And they have precious metals.
Plenty.
But it's always there is always right. Something behind the process that you may not see. But understand, when that precious metals go to the roof, that adds a new value to the market altogether, because they have the market on precious metals. So now their value of tripling that precious metal is going to go through the roof. So that means that their gross national product and everything goes up. I just wanted to add that, brother.
Yeah, what Brother Davis is saying is that they will set the overall value of the precious metals, because they'll control that market. They'll control that market, and absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And jump back into this article. Here we go. Listen up, everyone. Very, very important. Oh, what did I do? Okay, here we go. The world's monetary growth in recent years, the rate of monetary expansion is critical and a dangerous credit bubble by Western analysts who are quick to condemn monetary expansion in their own developed nation. condone monetary expansion in their own developed nation, but turn into hardcore monetarist critics over China. No, China will never replace the dollar with her own currency without a golden guarantee. That's absolutely right. And we've been talking about this since we've been on air, that this is what China is going to do. One more time. China will never replace the U.S. dollar with her own currency without a golden guarantee, meaning that China is going to back the renminbi with gold. But they're not going to do it alone. China's not stupid. China does not want to be the reserve currency of the world, because that puts you in a position of that puts you in a very, very some very meaningful disadvantages. What are they going to do? They're going to require everyone that does business with China to have to back their currency with gold. Oh my goodness. Not just gold, all of the resources, oil, land, food production, all assets. They're going to come up with, they're going to say, listen, this debt stuff, this debt that the U.S. has gotten this world into, this is the reason why the war, this is the reason why so many people are killed, this is the reason why your family is starving. And if you want that to end, we're going to go to a gold-backed currency, but we're going to say we're only going to do business with other countries that are on going to have their overall currency backed by an intrinsic value asset. And what do you think the rest of the world is going to say? Even for China, even completes that sentence, they're going to say we don't want debt anymore. It's going to have to go back to an asset-based economy. As me and Scotty was talking about, this is what Gaddafi was doing with Africa. The only thing, he was a little too premature on this, because he didn't wait until the world was ready to divest themselves out of the from the U.S. He didn't wait for the asymmetrical warfare and economic warfare to actually engage. The thing is that he actually spearheaded it, and this was where he took the overall approach that the rest of the world would be able to strengthen. And it was a great sacrifice for that. A great sacrifice. Need to go on. Here we go. Therefore, China needs to develop gold to displace the dollar. And let me just tell you this about China. Excuse me. They always talk about Chinese gold. They never talk about Chinese silver, because the Chinese culture cares more about silver than they do gold. Gold is their celebrity figurehead. Gold is their outward appearance. Gold is their face, is their body, while the overall silver is their skeleton and their spirit. It goes on. Therefore, China needs to develop gold to displace the dollar. This may be done in one of two ways. One, encouraging markets to invoke away from the dollar and towards gold, or alternatively, by state forcing the pace. China provides the facility to convert yuans into physical gold in Shanghai markets through the Shanghai Future Exchange, known as the Shanghai Gold Exchange. This is just me adding. This gives an exporter of raw materials to China a sound money option instead of being paid only in yuans or dollars. It does not require China to use state-owned gold. The physical gold being sourced through the market in time. Liquidity in the yuan future contracts should improve. And Shanghai is already the largest physical gold market. This is all physical gold, ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. has gold debt. China has gold shining. It goes on. What did I? Oh, man, I shouldn't. Okay. Note that only last month it was announced that Russia's central bank had opened an office in Beijing. We reported that last month. and is tasked with resolving the technical aspect of gold delivery from Russia to China. And remember, Russia has no debt at all. The importance of the Shanghai Gold Exchange will increase further through this link to Moscow, using the Chinese market for physical gold delivery over time should impart some stability to the yuan related to the dollar, particularly if American banks trade on the COMEX continue to discourage taking delivery of physical bullion. And see, the COMEX, the U.S. says, no, no, you don't need real silver and gold. You need paper. You need cream. You need cash that rules around me. You need contracts. You need a receipt. You need to trust me. You need a promissory note. You need to go, take your butt home and just watch Empire. You need to watch Housewives of the Universe. You need to watch the game. You know, it's the NBA finals getting ready to come up. You need to watch baseball. Baseball season around here. You need to watch us kill black people all over the country and go and march all over the place. Dr. King would have you marching right now. You need to be doing that. You need to be sovereign and self-determining, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you're not, the global economy is going to run over you. Doesn't matter what you think. The momentum of this is going to be much greater because the rest of the world is going to buy in to the emotional hate of the United States and is going to want to invest as much energy into their demise as they possibly can. The system wins again. The system wins again. While China has all of this physical gold and silver, why don't the people of the world have the physical gold and silver? Why don't the people of Puerto Rico, the people of the United States, the people of Africa, why don't the people have these overall intrinsical value assets? Because then when you have those, the market makers will be you and not the Shanghai Gold Exchange. You will trade, you will have a barter system. A barter system never allows you to trade something that's worthless for something that's priceless, something that has value for something that doesn't. It does not allow you to bring monopoly money and put it on a scale and weigh it. It allows you to bring something only that has relative value. Our problem is that we control no scales that set the bartering exchange, the medium of exchange of barter. That is something that we're going to have to build. And I do believe that we can build that here in the United States as we go through this collapse, and maybe the rest of the world won't be as Americanized as we are and be ready to fight violently on everything. Maybe they will be smart enough to say, wait a minute, we need to do something different here. And if that be the case, there's the greatest opportunity to return ourselves to sustainability. So let me continue in this article. The article says, the importance of the Shanghai Gold Exchange will increase further through... Oh, I read that part. That makes... Okay, that might take... That might take forever. Alternatively, China could announce plans to make her currency convertible into gold at a fixed rate, but it would have to be at a far higher exchange than the current Chinese yuan, 870 to an ounce. Chinese for 1 ounce of gold, it takes for 8,700. Renminbis to an ounce of gold. Okay? That's going to have to change. It's going to have to be much, much more. If, of course, if this course is followed, the U.S. Treasury is bound to be displaced as zero-risk bond standard, potentially creating chaos in the Western financial markets. China would also need to reveal her true holdings of gold bullion, transferring them into currency reserve accounts to give the foreign exchange confidence over the scales of gold backed by the yuan. Remember, I said that this is when China, I said it a while ago, when China announces its overall gold holding, the rest of the world will take notice and will be running to catch up to China with gold, and that is going to cause an economic collapse completely in the U.S. dollar. They will be using their U.S. dollars to buy gold. The same thing that you should be doing, using your U.S. debt notes while they still have any relative value in getting the precious metals and all of the other staple goods that you will be needing to get through this so that you will be able to seize on the opportunities of the divestment of the U.S. This wealth transfer can be something that comes to you and your family as well. The article continues. So far, China policy has been to pursue. One second. I'm going to come to you in 1 second, caller. 1 second. So far, China's policy has been to pursue the latest disruptive route, preferring to not to dislocate global trade, partly because she needs to coexist with the rest of the world politically, and particularly because it would affect her own trade adversely. It has also been very convenient to be able to direct the Chinese economy through the expansion of bank credit. The least disruptive route is still the default assumption. Very, very important. We got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio. What is your name? What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? We're the VP here, man, from Atlanta. How you doing?
Brother VP, what's going on, brother? Good to hear you.
How you doing? Hey, good to hear you too, man. Quick question, man. Great show as always.
Yes, sir.
Just curious, man. With what China has done and being accused of as, you know, currency manipulator, and the things that you're speaking about concerning gold and all these things of that nature, it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, you may have even went over it, but it sounds like they're doing the exact same thing that basically Gaddafi was trying to do. And so why did they go after Gaddafi the way they did, but they're not going after China in that same, or, you know, the officials of China, the head of China, that same way that they went after Gaddafi? Because it sounds like they're pretty much, in my opinion, doing the same, he's trying to do the same thing that he was doing concerning the gold.
Exactly. And with the African Union, as Gaddafi being the president of the African Union, wanting to establish the gold dinar and saying that everyone in the world, in order to trade with Africa, you're going to have to trade with gold, either by acquiring gold dinars or bringing your own gold that can be traded for. And that's exactly what Gaddafi. And the difference is this, is that Gaddafi had no nuclear weapons, and Gaddafi wasn't the second largest or the largest economy.
And the African Union is weak. How is the African Union standing by while in Libya they then erected brought back slave trades? Kidnapping Africans, man, that's trying to make it to Europe, fleeing the destabilized areas of Africa. Let's just be honest. Africa is weak. They're not even going in there to rescue their own citizens out that country.
Yep, because Africa has been infiltrated. That's why Africa is weak. That's why Africa, and the thing is that in the coming decades, Africa is going to have a choice now to become an economically a global player, an economic global player, which they should be, because they have what? The lion's share of the resources in the world.
Question,
and
Dave.
That is going to have to be a decision. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
We know China is making a lot of deals with African countries, and I don't know enough about those deals to be critical of China, and I hope that the African countries making deals with China ain't selling out like they did with these Western corporations. For example, Liberia found new oil deposits off its coast a few years back. Guess what? They brought in a Western corporation to pull the oil out the ground, and the Liberian government's only getting 5% cut of that. So, what you're saying, though, if China makes this move, it could be beneficial to Africa. It just depends on China. But I can see this benefiting Africa with all their natural resources.
But my question is,
Go ahead.
I guess, and my question to even the comment that Scotty just made, and that was a great comment, I don't see how, in my opinion, when has China ever been concerned about anybody but China? I don't see how that would necessarily be beneficial to anybody but them, because they only particularly care about their own people. They don't care about Westerns or African or Africa or things of that nature, from my understanding. They only care about China. So how is that going to be beneficial to us who are not Chinese?
And I will say this, great question and great comments. Twofold. Before Will had made this comment, but I want to address Will's comment, and then I'll go back to what I was going to say. Yes, that's very, very true. But here's the thing, is that there may be an opportunity, because it's kind of like when you're displacing a giant, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And the thing is that not all of the deals that China is creating in Africa are part of, are beneficial to the people. This is where it has to become where the people of, just like here, when you have an asset, you cannot allow that asset to be moved from your possession. You can't own it. You got to control it. And until we start controlling the things and controlling, most of us think that when you own an asset, the best thing that you can do is protect it. And you protect it by a gun. Well, somebody always is going to have a gun or a bigger gun. The key is that you have to control it. When you control it, you make the laws. You set the terms. You set the deal. The people of within the continent of Africa and in the countries within Africa that are making these deals with the different countries throughout the world, you're going to get the most sweetheart deals when the people themselves negotiate them and create those deals. And if they don't negotiate and create those deals, they don't allow those assets to leave the country at all. And this is where I'm going to tell you, if human liberty is to survive, we're going to have to understand the importance of resources. They're going to have to understand the importance of resources. So,
David, yes, that conversation.
Greedy. What'd you say, Scotty?
That conversation is being had in the African Union. I was reading All Africa a couple of days ago, allafrica.com, and Museveni, if I remember correctly, I think he's the president of Senegal. I'm not sure, but it's one of those Western countries. And he said, and I might have mentioned it on your program, Dave, but he said that Africa has to be in control of its own resources, and they have to develop their own infrastructure and stop letting other people benefit. He said something to the effect that we should leave it in the ground before we let somebody else come in and exploit it. So at least they having that conversation.
Exactly. And let me say the African Union has to move in that direction, and I believe they're moving in that direction as well, because Gaddafi and the thing is that, remember, it's a strategical thing. Gaddafi, remember when the U.S. was so concerned with Gaddafi saying that he was trying to get nuclear weapons? You know why? Because if he had nuclear capability, they couldn't invade him. So this whole thing is huge, and it's going to have ramifications here. The key to, for us, before we look over to what's going on in the world, we have to do the exact same things here, because you're from here, we're from here. You have everything that's here, you have a birthright to. And that birthright means not that you have ownership, but you should be in collective prudence with everything. Why in the world do we have zoos? Because we've been trained and we've been domesticated to imprison things for our pleasure. We have to walk away from this type of thinking. And then this is where you'll start to see the true benefits of assets. You'll never see the sun shine so brightly once we have that type of mentality, because then you won't have these chemtrails going in front of them. Then you'll start to see how the water and the air and the ground is able to regenerate itself, because we never, ever overfarm it so that we have these famines that are affecting us now. So, so important. Listen, I got to get ready to get out of here. This article is so, so important. Will, much love, much respect. Thank you for your contributions. Brother Davis, as always. Scotty, thank you so much. Make sure that you understand this. Get in front of this stuff. Take the precious metals and preparedness classes. Be a part of it. Something that's there for everyone. Do what you can. Get your own. Go to Prosperity Mint. Be prepared. Get your food. You put your food, water, table of preparedness is what you put together first. You make sure that your family has some ways to make it through this. And you start where you are. Where you are is perfect. And it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later.
Brother Dave, I'm
Black
sorry.
Black and Business VIB is upcoming up.
Yeah, can you let Brother Braggs close us out, so when he, because he unmuted himself, he might have a comment, and then let him chime us out.
Okay, definitely. I'm sorry about that, Brother Braggs, because I couldn't see the board.
I'll get it next time. That's all right.
No, we got time, Brother Braggs. Go ahead. We got 2 minutes. Come on.
Gaddafi got caught up with the Raider of the Lost Ark. My boys came and took all the gold. Where did all the gold go? Nobody got prosecuted for his death. The people at the military, they forget all about that. This is what these people do. That's all I got to say, because, man, it's a great show.
So before you chime us out, let me just add on to that. Where did Gaddafi gold go? It went to Chavez. It went to Chavez. They collapsed the economy in Chavez. That gold had to go back to the bankers, so they killed two birds with one stone. That, man, Brother Braggs, as always, if you chime us out, it's Thursday. New Abolition Radio is coming on next.
No, Blacks in Business.
Yes, Scotty? Okay, B.I.B. I'm sorry, I got my days mixed up. B.I.B. with the Golden Voice of CC is coming on. Much love, much respect, Brother Braggs. If you would you please chime us out if you can?
Yes, sir.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.